This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We're live. Radio Row in Baltimore, Maryland, Army-Navy game going on tomorrow. We had Mike Mayock on the show a few minutes ago. If you missed that Odyssey app, check it out. Later on today, we will be joined by RG3. Excited to get his thoughts on the quarterback situation around here. And Mark Ingram will join us as well. We'll have our guest the takes. We'll have you people, all that, coming up in just a few minutes. But, Hugh, before we get back to the phone lines and everyone's thoughts on whether or not this team's going to break out on Sunday, the offense is going to break out, I think we need to address something as a show.
What you got?
Well, did you happen to hear the pledge that the afternoon show presented their audience yesterday?
Yeah, I did. And I was – can I just say this before you start?
Yeah.
I was surprised at Ike Reese. I was surprised that he was a part of that foolishness.
Well, speaking of that foolishness, if you missed it yesterday, and it's foolishness is the perfect word for it. Yesterday, the afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz rolled out a positivity pledge for how everyone at the Link should act on Sunday. Let's hear a little bit of that from Spike yesterday afternoon.
Today, I am asking everyone who will be at the game, and even if you will be at the game in spirit on Sunday, to take the WIP afternoon show positivity pledge. It involves two things, Ike. Mm. The first thing it involves, and I took a page out of our own Jack Fritz's book here.
Mm. Finally.
Standing O 2.0. When the offense walks out onto the field for the first time on Sunday, we give them a standing ovation. They haven't played well this year. They know they haven't played well. We know they haven't played well. They know we're upset, and they think we have every right to be upset. But I think they should know that we are behind them. And the second thing with the WIP afternoon show positivity pledge is no booing for the first quarter. If they have a 3-and-out, we know what's going to happen. If they start booing, everybody's going to get tight. That means the players are going to get tight. Again, I don't think it's normally our job to make them play well. Our job is to react to how they play. But we got to do our part to save the season. So there you have it. Standing O 2.0 for the first time for the offense and no booing for the first quarter. It is the WIP Afternoon Show Positivity Pledge.
All right, well, we need the WIP Midday Show pledge against the pledge. Hugh, this – what are we doing? Okay? I listened to that yesterday, and we did this with the Trey Turner thing, right? And I remember that conversation that day, right, when Jack and the whole idea the day before, and we did it on our show that day. And I was in support of that one, right? That was a first-year player on a long-term deal.
Wait a minute, you was in support of
it? I was in support of the Trey Turner one, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think it could hurt, so I was in support of it.
Yeah, it was a disaster.
Okay, Kyle hated it. I was in support of it. First-year player on a new contract. This is the most expensive offense in the history of the NFL. They just won the Super Bowl last year. This isn't the little engine that could. These are marquee players. And we're going to give them some contrived standing ovation before they play the Las Vegas Raiders. First of all, they get cheered when they run out of the tunnel anyway, so they're going to get cheered. But the part of it that I can't handle is after a three and out to expect people not to boo? I mean, what are we talking about here? Just, this is what I need everyone to do Sunday, okay? And I'll bring this up at the pregame, and we'll see what the crowd in front of us see at the pregame, I'm sure.
If you bring it up, they're going to boo you.
I know, but I will bring it up to see what everyone says on the panel on Sunday. Just be appropriate on Sunday. If they go down and score a touchdown on their first drive, cheer the heck out of them. I mean, give them the biggest round of ovation we've given them in weeks. But if they go three and out against the Raiders, boo them out of the building. Hugh, what do you feel?
I feel you. This fan base is built different. And, you know, I like Jack. I like him a lot. And, you know, I know me and Jack we've had our little differences.
This is where, like, callers say, I love you, Hugh, but.
But Jack needs to be slapped across the lips.
There you go.
For that take. I love you, Jack. But dude, are you kidding me? Baseball fans are different. You know, they watch the games different. They usually go, and no disrespect, they go for the good time. Eagle fans go because they love the Eagles. No disrespect to the Phillies fan. But you go there and you get you a couple adult beverages and you have a good time and you get banged up.
That's right.
And you enjoy the game either way. Philly Eagles fans live and die with every throw, every tackle, every possession, all that. It's different. I would be so upset. I would do the Twitter troll thing, and I'd be trolling everybody and sending them mean and hurtful messages if they went out there and didn't do what I expected them to do every Sunday and boo the team if they're bad. It's like a badge of honor, man. You can't – listen, that's cool for baseball. It ain't cool for football.
There's also something where in a baseball player
– okay, it's not cool for baseball, but it ain't – it's neither cool neither or, but it happened in baseball already.
Well, I also think there's something to a player gets four at-bats, right? You can build up to – he's on the on-deck circle. All right, everybody stand up. Tell him we're behind him. It doesn't work like that in football. Like, we don't know what the next play is. Like, what if the plan is not to boo, and then there's a turnover on the first play? Like, what do you expect people to do?
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
You know what they say about the sequels? Never as good as the original.
No, they are.
And the original sucked. Anyway.
I tell you what, man, and I will say this. As much vitriol that I've faced when it comes to Eagle fans mad about me saying this, that, and the third about the quarterback or anything that I say. I don't take it personal.
Sure.
Now, you ain't going to say nothing you want to me. You just ain't going to talk crazy to me. But I don't take it personal because that's what Eagle fans do. We love this team, man, and we're passionate about it. And if you boo, I feel like you have every right to boo.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the power of positivity is a farce. It's not a thing. Like, if they go out there and they crap the bet against the Raiders, it's going to, and it should be, disgusting in that building.
It's going to be, yeah. And if they play great, the people will cheer just like every other great Eagles game.
Yeah.
Right? If the Eagles put up 40, it's going to sound like it should if they put up 40. This doesn't have to be planned out. Hewlett, before we get back to full lines, how would you feel? Because I was thinking about this yesterday as I listened to them. Like, I would be embarrassed if I was Jalen Hurts and I got a standing ovation to start the game. I'd be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Like, you always use the word accomplished. He is an accomplished quarterback, right? This isn't a first-year player trying to make his way. He has been at 2 Super Bowls. He's won a Super Bowl MVP. He's performed on the highest stages in college and the pros. To get a contrived cheer before a Raiders game coming off of a 5-turnover night, I'd be embarrassed if I was him. Like, if you were a player, like back in your day, and you the defense sucked, like you guys were in a bad spot, and they cheered you even when you didn't deserve it, would you feel weird?
I would think something was wrong with – I would think I was in Bizarro World or something like that. That's something that never happens, man. I know we're trying to be positive and things like that, but Jalen has owned this. If it's his fault or not, he said, you know, he has to play better. Yeah, he does. And this weekend is going to show me what Jalen is made of. By far the absolute worst game he's had as a pro. Do I think Jalen's going to go out there and throw 5 picks or turn the ball over 5 times? No, I don't think that.
I don't think so.
Jalen probably have a couple turnovers. I would expect that.
Too.
Well, because, Joe, this is how I think the game has to go.
Trying to open this thing up?
Got
to
get back on the horse. Got to throw the football. Can't be afraid to throw the football. So with that comes some interceptions potentially. So that's what that comes with. But if you're built, to me, in order to have success, you have to build off of what happened Monday night. I mean, and that's where I'm at with it. And it might not look pretty in the beginning, but as long as you win the game, that's all that matters.
Right, Hugh. It starts with Las Vegas.
It starts with Las Vegas, baby.
It's in the notebook.
It's in the notebook.
With that wonderful gel pen. All right, 215.
You like that pen, don't you? I see you ain't put it down since you got it.
I will not throw this one across the room. And I promised, here's a pledge. No. I promised I wouldn't throw any pens here today because it's one thing if I throw them in our studio and they accidentally hit you. We're in, you know.
They already don't think. They're already looking at, listen, everybody, as we talk, we're loud and boisterous. You already think we don't know how to act, man.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys see the looks as we just talk?
Yes,
this is
I
a
do.
Normal conversation. Listen, like, what are they yelling like, listen, about?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to tone it down.
We are.
But
we're the class clowns here.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't put us in the corner. They put us, like, right in the front,
smack dab.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Well, all right. That's their mistake.
215-592-9494.
Do I have another read? Because if you do, got to stall them out, Debo.
It's 11:08.
Wait a minute. Oh, we got time. I'm just making sure.
I'm going to need you to lock in.
Stall them out, Debo.
You have
make sure.
You have roughly 14 minutes.
No, I'm just saying, just stall them out, Debo.
Hold on.
Wait a minute. This one don't have a time.
Yeah,
on.
You'll be fine. All right, 215-592-9494. That's the number. Your take on all this. Do you expect the Eagles offense to break out? And which pledge are you on board with? The afternoon show pledge was just no booing no matter what happens in the first quarter and the standing ovation as they come out. Or our pledge, which is just act normal. Just be appropriate.
Yeah.
Like, if they play well, cheer them. Have a great time. If
be
they
you.
Play poorly, boom.
Be you.
Just be the whatever you are at normal game. Juice in South Philly. What's up, Juice?
Hey, good morning. So, Hugh, I got to tell you, buddy, listen, I called up yesterday for the same exact reason that we're talking about, and they got mad at me, man. They hung up on me.
Wow. They hung up on you, Juice.
Oh, how dare they.
Come on
they
now.
Did well. So I'm just saying. So here's my point. It's a contact sport. It's a gladiator sport. You don't sit there and coddle somebody by saying, "Oh, you know, Adam on the behind, and you know, that a boy. Good try. Keep trying." It's not baseball. But my thing with the whole standing ovation thing was last year when they or a couple years ago when they did it for. One player. They did it for Trey Turner. They're trying to it's condescending almost in the way that they brought it up and the way that they presented it to me. So that's why as an Eagle fan, I took exception to it. Like, you know, here's my thing when it comes down to Jalen Hurts and the Eagles and all that. I feel like as a fan base, we're a little spoiled now. I feel like as a fan base, we forget that people were selling their firstborn kids and their grandparents died.
Wait, what?
I think he's just using a figure
okay.
of speech.
I was about to say.
It's not a literal selling of children.
Listen. People would have literally sold their firstborn kid to watch the Eagles win the Super Bowl before 2018. And 7 years later, we want to fire a head coach and we want to get rid of a quarterback because they've lost three games in a row.
That's
after they've won 25 out of 30.
Yeah.
Wow. Right.
So to me,
they don't need to be pat on the behind and a standing ovation. They need tough love. It's football, man. I just don't get the fact. Like, I don't get how, you know, you could sit there and think that hugging it out on a football field is going to work in a sense, if you know what I'm saying. But
I think you're right about the physics. Baseball is a very mental game, especially when a player, like a hitter, goes into a slump. So, yeah, it weighs on them. Football is reaction and physicality and make the play. Like, it's not a sport for make-believe standing ovations. It doesn't make any sense.
That's what I'm saying. Joe, wait, real quick, I got JoJo here with me, Hugh. Now, your playoff partner. You know you took the 3-seed, right?
You know you're facing Aaron on this weekend.
Is that right?
Yeah, you against
Good
Aaron.
Job, JoJo. Way to go.
I need you to destroy Aaron.
Okay. JoJo, you heard that right? We got to destroy Aaron.
Yeah.
He's not happy about Baker.
This is great.
He's not happy with
your quarterback situation.
Okay. Oh, you had a bad night last night? Let's check in. We got to check this out, Hugh. You're in big trouble then.
What do you mean?
Are you going to lose to Aaron?
We losing? We losing? That's okay.
I can't.
Well, you're up. You're up slightly, but Baker did not have a great night last night.
No, he didn't. So. That's all right, JoJo. Yeah. Hey, you know what? That's okay. We got to the playoffs, JoJo. If it don't all work out,
what
we got
kind
to
of attitude is that?
Because it's my head coach's first coaching job.
He's on the hot seat.
No, he's not. He did a great job.
JoJo, we appreciate it. Hold on a second.
He did a great job.
What kind of attitude is that? We made the playoffs?
We did.
JoJo's a lame duck right now. You realize that, right?
He's a lame duck coach? No, JoJo, we bring it JoJo back.
All right, I'm looking at it right now.
What is our alternative if we don't bring JoJo back?
You can find a new coach.
No, I'm going to stick with JoJo.
No, you, buddy.
JoJo, don't worry about it. We're discussing your future.
You are the heir. You're the heir apparent, Hugh.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Weekly press conference with Hugh Douglas would be wild. Aaron in San Diego's got a 53% chance to beat you, so.
That ain't looking good, huh?
Yeah, it's me against Terrence. I don't notice Kyle Quinn in the bracket here.
Yeah, it's weird.
You didn't make it?
Mm-mm. Yeah, well, it's a reset year.
Oh, okay.
This is for real?
It happens. Well, I mean, Hugh, to be honest.
Everybody can't go to the playoffs.
If it wasn't for JoJo, you would have been on the outside.
Well, we don't know that for sure.
We
don't know that.
Well, who's on your team?
That's why we're gonna bring it back, Baker Mayfield.
Who else?
Who else? Mm-hmm. Juju Smith-Schuster.
I don't know if that's accurate.
I would have to imagine that's not
that's
accurate.
That's a lie.
Can I just say, full disclosure, I haven't watched my fantasy team since we drafted our fantasy team.
And you didn't even watch it much that night either.
Yeah, I did. I had other things on my mind.
Yeah, you did. All right, let's go to Joe in Bucks County. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good to talk to you.
Good, Joe. What's up?
hey, Joe, you kind of disappointed me when Mike was just on. You had a million-dollar question, and you didn't ask it.
What was that?
He said he laid out that we have a simple offense. I was waiting for you to say, well, why do we have that simple offense? Is it Hurts or is it the coaching staff?
He wanted you to get
I wanted his opinion on that.
Yeah, you know what?
Oh, my God.
It's a good point. And he's on every week with the afternoon show. I'm sure it's going to come up at some point, or he's going to be asked it in that way at some point. And it's a good one, Joe. I wish I asked it. I mean, I think all of us deep down.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. at DSW Stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Kind of realized there's got to be some... The funniest part when this comes up, Joe, is we say the what, but we don't talk about the why, right? Everyone acknowledges the what, which is the offense is simplistic and not like, you know, he was referencing the Rams with Puka and all that movement they do in motion. And it's fair, Joe, because the why is the – that's the elephant in the room. Are the coaches incapable of drawing it up, or is it they don't think Jalen can run it effectively?
I agree. I think it's both, actually. It's a combination of both, which makes it real challenging. But I have another point here. Boldy made a comment a couple of weeks ago, and it's going to lead into my next couple points, really. He made a comment about Barkley. And I don't know if you guys heard it or not, but he said Barkley's having problems right now finding lanes. Okay? He's not finding the cutback lanes. He's not hitting them. When he gets to go lane, he's gone. He said he went back and looked at tapes of Penn State, and Barkley had the same issues then where he wasn't hitting the cutback lanes. Now, hold on with me. I'm not going to debate that with you one way or the other because that's what he made a comment on. But when you look at the running backs, and I went back and I try to fix things, Joe. I try to look at the why and try to fix them. I looked at some of the top 12 teams record-wise, and they all have a two-back offense. And they're all not better than our two backs. I mean, they're as good as our backs. But they use two backs. There's a primary back and there's a secondary back that gets about 50 to 60% of the touches as well of the primary back. We use one back. The only other team that does that similar of the top 12 teams is Dallas, and we know where they're going. So I think that's a real deficiency in our narrow predictive offense, number one. Number two, if you look at our receiving group, we only have four receivers that caught over 20 balls all year. If you go down and look at those other 12 teams, they have 8 to 9 to 10 receivers catching 20-plus passes, you know, up to now. So, to me, we have a narrow predictive offense, which I think ties in our coaches along with our quarterback. Why are we only using four receivers? Hey, you. Hey, Joe, hold on 1 second. You, if you're a defender, a defensive coach, and you only got to defend four receivers – in only two-thirds of the field, the left side or the right side, and not worry about the middle, how easy is it to defend that?
We've been talking about that for the last couple of weeks. It's very simple, but, you know, we don't know – we don't have all the ins and outs of why the offense is as simplistic as it is.
Yeah, I think in terms of – Joe, it's an interesting point. I think they just – they have so much – I'll go to something Hugh says all the time. Hugh, they have so much money invested in these players, right? The top two receivers, the running back. You know, I think that's part of why they don't use their other players, right? Like, Sirianni's been saying this since he got here. The offense goes through A.J., Devontae, Dallas, and then obviously last year they added Saquon to the mix, right? They don't throw the ball to Dotson much. They don't use – Darius Cooper just got healthy. He played a little bit on Monday. He made a nice block on one of those plays. But, like, they're not going to throw the ball to Darius Cooper. They don't use Tank Bigsby. Mm-hmm. I mean, could those depth pieces make a play once in a while? I'm sure they could, but they don't. They don't use them.
Yeah, and it's like we always talk about how the ball is forced to AJ and things of that nature. AJ's the big dog on this offense, and you know the unfortunate thing about the last couple of weeks is the fact that AJ has had some good games, but we're losing. You know, we're getting him the ball.
Yep.
We're getting AJ the ball, but AJ, we're losing. So we have to figure out a way to, because I do believe, in some instances, the money is, you know, the reason why certain people get more shine than others. But man, we don't have that luxury anymore. We gotta win some football games.
We have
to win football games.
Yeah,
and I don't care what that looked like, by the way. I just want to win.
Yeah, I do too. And Mike Mayock, when he was with us, said something that I think we've all thought recently, which is their path to winning is a lot of 22-19 games. I get that. I tried to tell you that last week. You didn't want to buy it.
No, I tried to tell you guys.
Okay. We all know the same
thing. We all see it, but we didn't want to believe it.
But I want to lie to myself for this week because it's the Raiders. I understand the playoff path is going to involve low-scoring defensive games. If we can't put 28 up on the Raiders, what are we doing here?
Joe.
Hugh.
We're not putting 28 up on
21.
Joe.
Why?
Joe.
No, Hugh, I think we might need to have an intervention.
Joe, 21. Let's get 21 and let's not put the ball in too much of
you,
the
you've
harms.
You've already said Jalen's going to have two turnovers Sunday. You thought we'd also let that
No,
slip.
I said I'm okay with two turnovers if we're throwing the ball.
Oh, my God.
And matriculating the ball down the field.
If we only score 21 Joe? And we have two more turnovers for the quarterback, what's this going to be like?
What's more realistic, Joe? Them scoring 21 or them scoring 28? Seriously.
I think they could score 28.
Joe, I didn't ask you what you think. I said what's more realistic.
21's more realistic.
Okay, Joe.
It doesn't mean
so
I live, have to live, be happy
live,
about this.
Listen, live be in your means, Joe. Just quit trying to buy the steak and caviar where you can't afford that.
We are buying the caviar.
We're buying what we had yesterday, the potted meat. Eat the potted meat, Joe.
The
food stuff, the potted meat. In the can. The food is a can. What's it called? Huckatash? No. Succotash?
Nobody knows what you're talking
Succotash
about.
Succotash is lima corn, beans, right? And corn.
No, it's something else I was thinking about.
Yeah, I'm sure.
What were we talking about yesterday? I forgot. We talk about so much.
What are you talking
liverwurst.
About?
Liverwurst.
Liverwurst. Joe knew what I was talking about. Eat the liverwurst, Joe. Don't try to buy the steak and shrimp. The scrimps. Eat the liverwurst.
The scrimps.
I just want to point out.
Eat the scrimps.
That succotash and liverwurst could not be any bit different.
But the names are – both of the names are provocative world.
Dude, what?
Let's go to Jack at Morristown. Jack's up on WIP. Hey, Jack.
Hello.
Hello, Jack.
Hey. I don't have any faith in the Eagles' offense, but I really called to talk about the Army-Navy game.
Yeah, go
My
for
grandfather
it.
Played for Navy in 19, 16, 17, and 18. And in the 1916 game, he blocked a punt. He played center, and he blocked a punt and returned it for a touchdown. And it was Navy's first touchdown against Army in like 9 years.
And was his name, Quinn Gray?
Pardon me?
Was his name Quinn Gray?
No, Harry Goodstein.
Harry Goodson. I'm looking up the history of the game here, trying to figure out. That's awesome, man.
Program book. And so we would go to Army-Navy games when I was a kid, and we would go to the officers' club and have lunch and then go to the games. And I remember in 1962 watching Kennedy walk across the field at halftime.
That's an awesome memory. Yeah, I mean, the game every year, it's one of those things where it's like everything around the game.
Yeah,
it's awesome, and it's really cool to be here. Jack, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing that story with us. It's for one of those things where, like, when Mike Mayock was with us, he was talking about the goosebumps he gets watching this thing tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mike's been around the game. He's been a GM. He's been a broadcaster. It feels like he really treasures being part of this thing.
Yeah, because it's the purest form of football that you could play, especially nowadays. Mm-hmm. You know, I was on Rick Neuheisel's show earlier, and I heard him talking about the NILs and how there's no loyalty in football anymore because teams or kids change teams all the time, so you don't have the chance to build that camaraderie. One of my fondest memories about playing college football at Central State was the guys that I played with. You know, I got a friend of mine, Brandon Hayes. We talked to him the other night. He played for the Carolina Panthers. He's a part of their history because he got drafted their inaugural year. They picked him up, and he played in the league for a while, man, and he's a part of their history. Like, those are the things that I remember. I have another friend of mine. He works what are the dudes that work on the oil liners or whatever, oil tankers or what, roughnecks or whatever they call those cats? Like, he does that. Play with him. He lives in Texas. Like, those are my friend. Like, everybody that – all along the way that I play football with our family, they're family members. And when you talk about this game and the fact that there are no NIL deals here and the fact that at the end of the game when Mike mentioned it, that they go in the end zone and they sing their alma mater song, that to me is powerful.
Yeah, I mean, really you can make a case it's the last true college football, right?
Because, yeah.
I mean, there are other parts of college football. It's just pro football now. I mean, it's just a lower level pro football with the NIL. This is like old school, and it's an awesome event. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard.
Let me get stall it out, Debo.
Excuse me?
Stall them out.
Okay. Your phone call is coming up. Do you expect the Eagles offense to break out on Sunday? Elliot Shore Parks was on the morning show today. We'll hear what he had to say about the kind of game he expects here. And what do we expect right off the jump? Plus this whole pledge thing. I mean, come on now. Afternoon show, positivity pledge. We have our own pledge here. just act normal at the game. If they play well, cheer them like always. But if they don't, let them hear it. 215-592-9494. It's a midday show live from Army-Navy. Are you ready, Hugh?
Yes.
Okay, on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. It is the midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, we're live. Radio Row in Baltimore, Maryland for Army-Navy. The game is tomorrow. We're here doing the show today. Coming up, we'll be joined by RG3. Robert Griffin III will join us coming up at noon today. Mark Ingram, former NFL running back with the Ravens at one point, he will be here coming up with us at 12:45. We'll get to a same-game parlay for the Eagles game on Sunday. Hugh, of course, we got a guest of takes. One of your favorite things that we do every week.
I hate it.
You've been on a pretty good roll with guest of takes.
Well, because I workshop them before we actually put them on the air.
That's usually how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, but it's like I really workshop mine.
Yeah, in the notebook?
Yes, I do.
Okay. No. All right, we'll get to everyone's phone calls here in a second. On the Eagles, you expect the offense to break out on Sunday. Against my better judgment, I do. I think this is a game they're going to score some points. Nobody seems to want it. Very few people agree they're going to score any points on Sunday. All right, let me just ask this a different way. If we're not sure the offense is going to break out, are we positive they're going to be winning the game in the fourth quarter comfortably or no?
Are we going to be confident that they're winning the game? Wait a minute, frame again.
Right, so you're not confident they're going to score a lot of points, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you feel confident in the fourth quarter they're winning the game comfortably without scoring a lot of points?
No.
But what are we doing?
Joe.
It's the Raiders.
Joe. What, like you heard Mike Mayock talk about, what about 22-19 to you feels comfortable? Seriously.
So, okay, hold on. I think when I heard him, I think he was referencing their path to get back to a Super Bowl.
Yes.
22-19 against the Packers, I understand. 22-19 against the Seahawks, I understand. This is the Raiders. That's not 22-19 is not acceptable on Sunday. You know that and I know that.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is acceptable.
They are 11.5-point favorites.
Joe, listen to me. I'm trying to help you out, Joe.
No.
It's acceptable. You know why? Because you won. Like, we listen, this is closer to the NFL that I played in than any other time. So, this is where you have to be comfortable.
The Jets Y'all version got, or the Eagles version?
See, that was uncalled for. That was totally uncalled for. That was uncalled for.
Kind of cooked it.
But I get what you're saying. You're worse than these Twitter trolls because I work with you every day. You're a menace. You've turned into a straight up and out menace.
While I say it.
No, but here's – man, listen. This offense has struggled mightily against some of the worst defenses in the NFL. Okay, is that fair to say?
Okay, you mentioned the Bears, Cowboys recently.
The Bears, the Cowboys,
Chargers,
the teams.
Chargers, Lions, and Packers are not bad defenses.
They were decent, but they still, like against the run, they were one of the worst teams against the run. We were able to run the ball against them, but we still lost. So my thing to you is, I'm saying to you is this. Stop with the comfortable games. It's not going to be comfortable. That's not the team that we are right now. We got to gut some of these things out, man.
I get that, and I know that's going to happen against good teams. I just hope it doesn't happen against the Raiders. All right, let's hear Elliot Shure Parks this morning on with the morning show talking about his expectations for the offense and how this looks on Sunday.
I don't think they're going to blow the Raiders out. No. I mean, let's just be honest. Like, It's an unfamiliar opponent, 1 o'clock. It's going to be snowing, or at least close to it. It's going to be cloudy. It's going to be cold. It's going to be windy. The chances this team puts up 30 points just feel pretty slim. And I think two actual concerns in this matchup are Max Crosby only lines up almost exclusively across from the right tackle. Fred Johnson was limited in practice with the ankle, and it doesn't seem like Lane's going to play. So it's possible that there's a third string right tackle going up against Max Crosby. And if there's anything the Raiders defense is good at, it's stopping the run. They're top 5 in the league in yards per attempt allowed. So I can very easily put together a scenario where Max Crosby's getting to jail and they can't run the ball and he can't throw the ball in the wind. So, I think they're going to win the game, but would it shock me if it's like 19-7 or, 13-6? Like, no, I think it's going to be an ugly football game because that's what the Eagles play this year.
All right, he did bring up one thing that we haven't touched on today. So there was a hope that Lane Johnson was going to come back for this game. Lane Johnson's not going to play on Sunday. That was Jeff McClain had that yesterday. So we're still a week away from Lane. And then what was Fred Johnson limited in practice yesterday? So
yeah.
Okay, so yeah, we're banged up with our backup tackle against Max Crosby. Not great. Kyle, we were talking earlier about the first drive, because we're having this discussion, too, about the pledge and our pledge and boos or cheers early. Just doing them based on what they do. But we found the odds for the Eagles' first drive. Mm-hmm. Q, I'm curious what you would bet on here, given these options. All right, what are the odds on this?
All right, so first drive punt plus 120. First drive offensive touchdown plus 230. Field goal is plus 360. And any other, which would be turnovers, defensive touchdowns, safeties, etc., plus 550.
First drive for the Eagles on Sunday. Is it a punt? Is it a touchdown? Is it a field goal? Or is it a turnover? It's only four options.
So, leave me alone. No, I know we're on the air.
Live radio.
I'm gonna say a field goal.
Oh, all right.
I'll take a field goal because I feel like – but listen, I said that I feel like we have to take the points that are given to us. And if they come out with their first drive and they matriculate the ball down the field and they bog down, which is more likely than anything out in those scenarios, they bog down when they get closer to the red zone, I'll take the field goal.
What's that, plus 360 on the field goal?
So that's what we do in the parlay? We putting that in the parlay?
Ooh. I hadn't thought about that. Can you parlay the first drive?
Yeah, it's,
let's parlay the first drive.
Let's put that in.
What's that, the field goal?
Yeah.
That's your choice, yeah.
Okay, field goal. I'm putting that down in my – that's my
leg. That's good.
I mean, the punt is probably the better bet, right, if we're being real?
No. Well, we're going field goal because I feel like they're going to move the ball. Now, were they punching in on the first drive? Probably not. Like, it doesn't feel like that.
I think touchdown's the best bet.
See, well, now you're being too
now
lofty.
Now we're talking.
Now you're being too lofty.
It is the Raiders, guys.
That's okay. What I've been trying to say all day. They were
so
playing
take the three,
the
Kyle.
Raiders.
No.
I'll bet you $4 more.
You want to keep losing money?
They're not scoring on the first drive. I bet you $4 that. They're not scoring on the first drive.
You're going to be out of money soon.
Yeah, you got yourself a deal.
I mean, buddy. How many $4 bets? What
if
happened
I only made bucks, I'm only so made bucks. Matter of fact, I owe you $4 now.
Where,
I didn't
where
get a
is that, by the way?
I didn't get a chance to count the pennies out.
Sure.
I'll count them out tonight.
You know what I'm really feeling here?
What's that?
This is going to be like that Raiders game in 2017.
Oh, the NFC, first round number one seed clinching night.
Yes.
Right, Christmas night?
Yep. Low scoring, super cold, bad weather, a slog. And we're all pissed off after it.
But we won.
Yeah.
So
that doesn't mean we're not pissed off.
I mean, we're going to, like, we're Eagles fans. That's what we're going to do. Yep. But I just want to win.
So it's funny you brought that game up. You know, I got to interview Doug Peterson by accident the next morning.
The Doug.
I was in for Angelo the next morning on the morning show. And, you know, Doug would call in. Obviously, the head coach of the Eagles calls in, right? Doug didn't realize, like, the morning show was off. And he just called. So the phone rang, and I was.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I forget who I was hosting with, but it was like, the call screen just said Doug Peterson. And I was like, what do you, is that? That's not really Doug Peterson, right? And they're like, yeah, Doug's on the line.
That's great.
So we just had Doug on, and he was thrilled.
To not have to talk to Angelo?
Probably, after that offensive performance. But that was an ugly game. What was the score of that game, like 10-7?
Yeah.
It was very low score.
Yeah, it was like, I would say like 16-10 or something.
Oh,
like,
my
you know,
God.
It was,
all right. Can we just please score some points then? Let's go back to the phone lines here. Adam in upstate New York has a thought on the standing ovation pledge for the game on Sunday. What's up, Adam?
Yeah, I just like to go on the complete 180 of that. How about the offensive players go out and give the fans the standing ovation for going to the games for how bad they've been this season?
I like that.
They're getting paid all this money. My 13-year-old daughter has been begging me to take her to her first Eagles game, and you're in over a grand by the time you get two tickets, and for us, it's a 3-hour drive to the stadium.
That's a dad that bought a lot of Christmas gifts already.
I can't do it. I can't take her to the game to a game with this offense, man, like this. I can't do it.
Hey, listen, like Pops, I feel you, man. Like every dad, right about this time, they're counting money in their head. Like every dad out there. Just think about that. I feel your pain, bro. But listen, your baby girl will have the time of her life. Your pockets are going to be a little lighter. But, hey, guess what? January soon come, and it'll be all over. You got a whole year to recoup that money.
It sounds like you're talking to yourself.
I'm just talking to every pops out there. This, because it's the truth. Every dad around this time of the year, you're like, damn, whole lot of money going out. But everybody's smiling. You know, and that's the gift that we get. We never get what we want for Christmas.
We get their smiles.
We get their smiles. That's it. And so that's worth it all, Dad. So suck it up. It's going to be all right. January right around the corner, bro. We can recoup all that cash we just
Unfortunately spent. For you, Adam, there's not smiles watching this Eagles offense right now. You can't guarantee those.
They got to learn at some point.
What, that the team kids, might suck once in a while? Yeah. Well, that's
learn what?
Adam, good phone call, man.
Wait a minute. What is he talking about? Learn what?
Well, Adam was –
No, I'm talking about Kyle.
Adam's going through it with, like, it's tough to bring the kid to the game because he doesn't want to drop the grand to watch them not move the football because they stink right now on offense.
But it's not about you, Adam. It's about the kids.
No, but Kyle's saying
the kids got to learn
that sometimes you might go to a game and they lose.
It's not always sunshine and rainbows.
Okay,
yeah.
I give you that. I know what you was talking about, Kyle. I got defensive. You know, thinking about the money.
We know what happened.
Dog, what does RG3 have on? What the hell is he wearing?
Well, I'm excited to get him on YouTube with us.
The big cowboy hat. Oh, he from Texas.
Yeah. Did you expect anything less?
Dude, I'm like, what the hell?
Is that your first question at noon?
I'm like, hold up, wait a minute. Let me just look at it and be like, wow, really?
All right, let's go to Eric in California while he workshops this whole thing. What's up, Eric?
Wow, hey, really, dude? Like you just got off a horse.
Eric, what's going on?
Okay, so I was distracted by Hugh's reaction to this.
Yes, we all were. That's okay. It's just a live radio show. It's not a big deal.
Here's the idea. We have an unusual, unique opportunity coming up. We got basically two Commander games, almost back to back. You start Jalen on one, you start Tanner on the other,
now
and you see the difference.
Hugh, your thought? Two Commander games that have spanned 3 weeks. We start Jalen in one, Tanner in the other, and variables. You see the difference.
I ain't gonna lie, dog. When you start talking about Tanner McKee, I checked out. Like I ain't gonna lie.
Wow.
But that's not gonna happen.
You called him the future.
I
now
did.
You're the first
you're
one.
Abandoning but Tanner I'm not.
You started
so,
this.
First of all,
you said you wouldn't take anything less than a first round pick from last year's draft.
First of all, I appreciate y'all waiting till Friday to twist my words.
Yeah, we don't forget.
But, no, not in this scenario. No, Tanner McKee on the bench, he's not playing. Nah. And he's not playing this year. That's for sure. We got to get Jalen. Like, we got to figure out what Jalen is. Well, we know what he is.
Yeah, okay.
But we got to figure out – we got to let Jalen work through this, man. We got to let him work through this.
Well, to a certain extent. I
mean, no, we got to let him work through
this. No, we get five turnovers again, and I will not be the only one screaming for McKee.
We face the same defense in 3 weeks. It's like how better to compare and contrast the quarterbacks? What if McKee goes out there and puts up 38 points, and we go, whoa, I guess we got our answer.
Well, so that would – Eric, if they ever did something like your idea, first of all, the place would melt down. The city would melt down. Two, if Tanner McKee went out there and scored 38, we know what would happen. I know what would happen.
It would be an interesting week, that's for sure.
Yes, it would.
Might get that standing ovation.
Nah.
Hugh?
I'm not standing ovation. That's what you're asking me to do?
No.
Like, with a straight face?
I'm not asking you to do anything.
You asking me to be okay with it?
Yeah.
Kyle, you always made me cuss on the air. And
we're
I don't even think Buzz.
Not only are we on the air, we're in polite company.
We're polite. No.
This is
I don't,
esteemed
listen.
Event, Hugh.
Somehow we keep getting invited back.
This is the problem that I have with this. Is that, no, this is Philadelphia, number one. That's the biggest reason. We don't do that here.
Not
for our football.
Yeah, team. I'm kidding. I would never.
And number two, we have to stop being super sensitive when it comes to criticism.
Oh, that's
we got to stop doing that. Everybody gets criticized. Nobody's above criticism. Nobody's above criticism. Jalen's having a rough patch. Yeah, he is, and we all know his resume. But he had five turnovers. That's a fact. Get over it. Is he going to play better? I hope so. But for everybody that's out there that's mad at me for the choice of words that I use to describe Jalen, you need to kiss my ass. Like, seriously. Wow. Because he's not going to be handled any different than any other quarterback that we talk about. So just stop it. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. I know what he's done, and I know what he's accomplished. And I talk about that every day on this station about what he's accomplished. But if he's not playing well, he's not playing
well.
That's
right, Hugh. The resume doesn't matter.
It took us a while. We got there.
It does matter. It does matter. That's why we're not bitching.
Let's pull it back.
I'm just saying. We have to stop coddling him. We got to stop that.
I think when you bring up resume credentials, it works both ways. So you're right that because of Monday, he doesn't lose his job, right? He has played too long, done too much to have one horrendous game and totally lose his job. I agree with you. But, Hugh, the other side of that coin is, isn't he too good of a player to play like this for 5 weeks?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the
point. Well, that's
why, for me, there's an issue here. I thought he had graduated past this kind of 5 weeks. Reality is he hasn't.
The reality is this. Jalen has not been playing well, but he's been in Jalen's wheelhouse the last 5 weeks. The biggest difference is these last 3 weeks, they've lost. And the biggest difference is last week, he had five turnovers. That's why this conversation is so divisive for some. It's because, you know, people look at that and be like, oh, I'll give him a chance. First and foremost, because I see y'all can't differentiate from who's talking what or saying anything. I never called for Jalen's benching. I've always said that he deserves to get back on the horse and get this thing going. But for those that have, that's a conversation.
Yeah, also I think I haven't heard a single person this week, including myself, say he shouldn't play the Raiders game. What I heard this week was, and this was started with Joe's question to Nick Sirianni, right? If this keeps happening – then what, right?
Yeah, and Joe, that's fair.
Yeah,
that's a fair conversation.
Obviously, he started the game Sunday, and he should. I mean, that was never a question. The question is, what are they going to do if this doesn't stop? That becomes it. Let's go to Aaron in San Diego. Good morning, Aaron.
Oh, God.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Aaron, how are we doing?
So, Joe, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I actually agree with you today. You know, this whole idea of this isn't baseball, okay? There's no crying in football. You know, this is – what needs to happen is Merrill Reese or Howie Roseman or Jeffrey Lurie needs to go into that locker room, needs to throw over the table and say, wake the hell up, boys. Get your heads out of your batoots and start playing some football.
That's Who'd be what the needs to happen. Visual? Is it Howie flipping the table, or is it Merrill?
I just somebody that I think Merrill would be like the precipice, because it would be so unexpected that he would get everybody's attention, and they all got to respect the hell out of him. So I think Merrill would be the one.
Well, I mean, that certainly would get everyone's attention, Aaron. Do you expect the offense to break out here?
You know what? And Joe, you didn't let me finish my, you know, points. You cut me off the last couple days.
Well, Aaron,
good.
I'm looking out for everyone and myself here.
No, here's what I want to say. Is the last three games that we've played, okay, even though there's been so many negatives out there, and Jalen Hurts has been responsible for some of those things, there are so many positives in two of those three games that there is hope that they can turn this around. Now,
many positives?
I don't know if you heard Mike Mayock.
Two out of three games? What other game was there positive?
Name three positives.
They ran the ball well.
No, he said two out of three games.
Jalen Hurts had multiple plays. Jalen Hurts had multiple plays that were called back on penalties. Okay? He had multiple dime throws that were dropped by receivers.
I don't want to do this again, but I keep hearing something.
You know,
sometimes a play that is called back on a penalty looks good because of the penalty. We know this, right? Like, perhaps the holding is why the guy ran 20 yards without being tackled.
Yeah.
Like, we act as if the penalty falls out of outer space and it doesn't affect the play. The penalty is why the plays look good.
By the way, I thought we were anti-hypotheticals when it comes to quarterbacks.
Well,
can I finish my point?
Let me finish.
Please, just hurry up.
My point is, and you didn't, I don't know if you heard Mike Mayock earlier, he talked about being a great coach is getting the most out of your players.
Yes.
And Jalen Hurts with this offense, and I watched on Monday, I watched this offense try to run the ball up the middle, and it was like the defense already knew it was coming, and there was no success, and they did it over and over and over, like they're beating their heads against a brick wall. And then finally, when they threw some pizzazz in there, when they threw some play action, it went off for a 25-yard play.
The coaches have got to get the best out of Jalen Hurts.
They have to.
Got to mix the salad in.
Perhaps they're getting the best they can out of him. Have you thought about that possibility?
No, they haven't, because I don't care if he's stubborn or whatever he is. You've got to scheme the plays. And if Kevin Patullo gets picked up by somebody, fantastic. That means that we can bring in a mastermind to run this offense the way that needs to be run.
Then we have a new OC again.
What mastermind? Mastermind.
I don't know. You got Brian Daboll out there. You got
Brian Daboll. Brian Daboll's
the guy from Miami that's going to lose his job.
I don't know about that.
I mean, listen, Aaron, to your point, I think there's a chance they could hire a former head coach to be a coordinator. That could happen. Yeah, but I don't know about mastermind.
The only way, and there's no, if Drew Bledsoe had played as, he could have played as terrible as possible, there was no way that Tom Brady would have set foot on that field for an injury. So the only way that Tanner McKee is going to set foot on that field, if God forbid something happens to the Sky Marshal, and the Seal General. But listen, guys, let's throw some positive vibes in that stadium. Let's root for our team with a reckless abandon. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
All right, Aaron. We got through the phone call that time. I guess it was progress.
Yeah, good job.
Hugh and I got distracted.
Yeah. What are you guys talking about, lunch?
Yeah.
You're talking about lunch. Sandwiches, they got them roast beef sandwiches. I know you don't eat those, but they're pretty good.
There's some stuff in there for you. We're going to get some lunch. Also, we're going to talk to RG3, who Hugh already said hi to during this segment.
He rode a horse.
Are you going to ask him about that?
Yes.
And we're going to talk more about his outfit? All right, RG3 is going to join us coming up. His take on this, and he's been through the life of a quarterback as they try to throw a lot at him. First, not throw a lot at him. His development obviously was altered by an injury. But what does he think about what the Eagles' offense is right now? We'll talk to RG3 next on Radio Row from.
I got another read. If I got another read,
I think you do. Yes.
Stall him out, Debo.
Yeah. Okay. That's live radio isn't the best avenue for stalling. You realize this, right?
Okay. Wait a minute.
215-592-9494. A well-oiled machine. It is the midday show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.